Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 16th day of the month of Teves here in the United States, and already Yom Shlishi, the 17th day of Teves in Eretz Yisrael. Today's program is generously sponsored by Susan and David Kaplan. I hope I pronounced the last name properly. Uli Nishmas V. Yitzchak Ben Shmuel Pinchas, Mr. Harvey Miller, who was Susan's father. Today is his 43rd yahrzeit. May his neshama have an aliyah. And Susan and David, thank you so much for your generosity in his memory. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Additionally, amongst all Chole Yisrael, please keep in mind Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana, may he and all those in need have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Sprung of the United Orthodox Synagogue in Houston, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Sprung's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. We'll be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredible and dear Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Sprung will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim for those who are sick, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names for all those whom we are davening for, who are sick, who are injured, whether they are suffering from something that is physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever it may be, may they have a refuah shalema. To sign up for the daily reminder emails, please do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. I want to welcome all those who have joined us over the weekend. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call to join and receive the daily email. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sprung.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you, everyone, for being on this phone call. Just a really, really beautiful initiative. So happy to be back and to be part of this incredible mitzvah, this beautiful, beautiful thing that everyone here has been doing now for so long. It's a real merit. I want to turn your attention briefly to very, very powerful words that I think we often overlook. Of course, our next parsha, our next book, Shemot, begins with the words, Ve'ele Shemot b'nei Yisrael ha'ba'im Mitzrayma et Yaakov ish uveito ba'o. And these are the names of the sons of Yaakov who came to Egypt with Yaakov. Each man and his household came. At first glance, there doesn't seem to be a lot going on here. Like the Ramban says, the Torah is just bringing us into the story of the exile, and so it's rebooting. It's making sure that we have the context, or perhaps like Rashi says a little bit more meaningfully, this is an expression of affection for the brothers, for Yaakov's sons. But the Medrash gives an incredibly, incredibly powerful lesson here that I think about all of the time. And the Medrash actually goes on sort of a long exposition. We won't go through all of it, but it says, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with him. This is what it means when it says in Mishle, in the book of Proverbs, the one who spares the rod hates his son, and the one who loves him releases upon him rebuke. Now, this is very interesting. What could this possibly have to do with our verse? Now, I am not here at all in any way, shape, or form arguing that people should rebuke their children too harshly, even verbally, let alone, God forbid, physically. But nonetheless, the Medrash goes on to give a fascinating and important lesson, saying that what makes Yaakov Avinu special, what makes this verse special, what makes this book special, is that Yaakov's 12 sons all follow in his path without exception. And when we reflect upon this, and as the Medrash spells out for us, this is actually quite rare. Avram Avinu has a Yitzchak to follow in his path, but Yishmael does not. Yitzchak has a Yaakov to follow in his path, but Esav does not. Yaakov is unique in that all of his sons follow in his path and stay loyal to the covenant with Hashem, with God. This doesn't happen so often. David HaMelech is not so fortunate. Shmuel HaNavi, Shmuel is not so fortunate. Moshe Rabbeinu is not so fortunate. Only Yaakov does this, and this is because, the sages tell us, this is because he knows how to educate his children. He knows how even to tell them off sometimes in a way that isn't necessarily pleasant. In fact, this works so successfully that when the Pasuk lists them and says, well, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came with him to Egypt, it says, Et Yaakov ish uveto ba'u. With Yaakov, each one came along with his household, comparing them to Yaakov. Yaakov was such a successful parent and educator that his own children could be compared to him. Very, very high praise. A remarkable, remarkable success. Now, I think about this not so much only because of how important it is to try as parents to aspire to be like Yaakov or to be gracious towards ourselves and other parents when we're not as successful as Yaakov and we're more like Abraham and Yitzhak and Moshe and David. But because this is important for us, in our lives, if we're very fortunate, we received a great day school education and we spent a lot of time studying Torah. And if we're very fortunate, we went to a shul where we were able to attend classes as we grew older, and we had opportunities for more education. But the older we get, the less likely it is that someone is going to take us aside and educate us and teach us. And the more likely it is that if we do not simply make it a priority ourselves, it will not happen. Now, Yaakov Avinu successfully educated his own children to follow in his path in what would eventually be a very, very difficult period. And so it is worth thinking about how we are going to manage this difficult period. How much do we need to know in order to manage and meet our challenges successfully as individuals and families and communities and as a larger Jewish community, in fact, as a larger Jewish people? I will contend that studying Torah, I will contend that studying our tradition, making a priority for ourselves, is one of the key things that we can do for ourselves to increase our own wisdom, moral strength, and clarity as we continue to face uncertainty and challenges moving on into this difficult period. So let's be like Yaakov. Not so much, not only in being parents and strengthening educators, but really in viewing ourselves both as teacher and student, making it a priority to teach ourselves so that we have the wisdom, the spirituality, the strength, and really the kind of glorious and magisterial beauty that comes along with those things that shines through as we navigate this coming period. With that in mind, let's begin to daven together. We'll begin with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm number 20. I will say it slowly so that you have an opportunity to either say it with me or repeat just after me. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzarah Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Volatecha Yidashen Etzela Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha Bechol Atzatecha Yimalei Niranena Bishuatecha Uvishem Eloheinu Midgol Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalotecha Ataya dati, Yoshia donai mishicho, Yanehu mishrei kocho, Bigvurot yesha yumino. Elev rechev, Velev atusim, Vanachnu, Bishem Adonai, Eloheinu, Nazkir. Heima, Karu, Benafalu, Vanachnu, Kamnu, Vanitodad. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aneinu, Viyom Koreinu. Tehillim Kuf Chas Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalot Etainai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aretz Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yonum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yonum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecha Adonai Tzilecha Al Yad Yeminecha Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha V'yareyach Balayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Et Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Teitecha Uvoecha Me'ata V'yad Olam Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130 Shir Hamalot Mima'amakim Kiraticha Adonai Adonai Shema V'koli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvot V'kol Tachanunai Im Avonot Tishmor Yah Adonai Mi Yamod Ki imecha hatzlicha lema'an tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivta nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker. Shomerim Baboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai HaChesed V'harvei Imo Fedut V'hu Yifteh Et Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. We'll now say Achinu, both in Hebrew and in English. Achinu, Kol Beit Yisrael, Hanitunim, Bitzara v'Shivya, Omdim Bein Vayam, Ovein Vayav Rasha, Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem, V'yotzeim Mitzara Levacha, U'me'afeila Me'ora, ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה מעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, May the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. We'll now make a Mishra Berach for Chayalei Tzahal. We'll say the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishra Berach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Hu Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzeva Hagenah L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon Haomdim Amishmar Arsenu V'Arei Eloheinu מגבול לבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו, הקמים עלינו, ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציע את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה. ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויתרים בכתר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, וקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הלך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. We'll now make a Mishra Berach for Cholim, a prayer for those who are ill. We'll pause for about 30 seconds to allow everybody to say the names of the people they are davening for.
Mishra Berach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo U'Yivarech Et HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem Lachalimam Ulrabam Lachazakam Ulachiyotam Vishrach Lehem Meiva Refuah Shleima Min HaShamayim Lachol Evereyem Ulchol Gideyem Betoch Shaar Chole Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Urefuah HaGuf Hashta Ba'agala V'Zman Kariv
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sprung. Great to have you on. Good to hear your voice. And I'll tell you how many of our callers will appreciate and did appreciate the speed that you did it at. I often hear when it goes the opposite way. So very, very much appreciate you doing it a little bit slower for all of us here. And we look forward to having you back on the program. Please God in your Tashem. Please God in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.